Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In. This is a broadcast where we focus on sharing real, actionable steps that you can implement immediately to help you live a big life. Our guest today is part of the Big Life series. Now, if this is your first time listening, I'm talking with people who are living life in a big way. And when I say big, what I mean is that they are dialed in to who they are and are living life using their strengths and talents to serve others, doing the things that feed their soul. Today's guest is Ann Visser. Ann has helped couples save their marriages and equipped women to lead at home, at work, and in their communities for over 17 years. Ann has also partnered with Open Door Outreach to provide training to women at the local jail. Her passion is to help people transform their lives so they can leave the world a better place. Ann is a farmer's wife, mom to 5 adult children, and nana to 10 beautiful grandchildren. An amateur photographer, Ann loves to capture nature on her beach walks. Ann is also a certified John Maxwell coach, speaker, and trainer, and co-founder of For Better Forever, an organization that partners with individuals to help them create a better future where they love themselves, love their relationships, and love their life. Welcome to Dialed In, Ann.
Thank you, Bethany. It's such a privilege to be here, and I'm very excited to speak with you.
I am so excited for the listeners to hear about your story and just the things that are on your heart to share today. I asked you to come on Dialed In because, well, of your big heart. You have such a big heart to serve others, and you've taken your personal experiences and combined them with trainings, certifications, and just your general giftedness to really help others live a big life. So I'm not going to talk anymore, except maybe a question or two as we go here, but I just would love for you to share part of your journey with us today, and you can start wherever is comfortable for you.
Thank you, Bethany. It's just a privilege to be here. I'm so excited and to share with your audience as well our story. I sat in a desk in high school. I was 15 years old, and I was writing notes to a young man that I wanted a date from. And as I was writing these notes, I was so attracted to this guy, and I just wanted this date, and shoot, Bethany, I froze.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. So you're in high school,
yeah.
And you're writing notes.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So, did you deliver the notes, or did they stay written, and did you hang on to them?
I left the notes in his desk, and eventually I found out that he told me, I can't date you. I eventually got the nerve up to make the ask and to ask him, can I have a date? And
wow.
He said, I'm sorry, I can't date you. And I was like, well, what's so big about you anyway? And he said, well, I can't date you because I'm a Christian and you're not. And I thought, well, how did he know that? How did he know that?
Right.
Well, he proceeded. I was so taken with him that we started phone conversations, and he was telling me about his faith. I was really attracted to his faith. And so as he shared that with me, I didn't really understand what he was talking about, but he continued this relationship for about 3 months. As he shared his faith, and eventually I came to see what he saw. That changed my life. I did get my date, by the way. And a couple of years later, we married. Actually,
wow.
3 years later, we married. I married my high school sweetheart. I fell completely in love with him, and he with me. Yeah, and then we had 5 children in 6 years.
Wow.
And he came home on the farm, and he was working and struggling to learn the business. He was starting from scratch. He knew nothing. And so we faced some challenges there. He came home tired and frustrated, and I was busy looking after children. And so we hit a number of rocky years, and we were fighting, and they were more like Cold Wars. And we just avoided conflict to the point where one day we sat in our truck and I said to him, I can't do this anymore. And he looked at me and said, what do you mean you can't do this anymore? And I said, I can't do marriage like this anymore. We're just hurting each other over and over again and never resolving anything. And he shared his heart with me for the first time in a long time. And I had missed his pain. I hadn't seen it. I was oblivious to it because I was hurting so much. Mm-hmm. We recommitted to each other that day. And the next day I went to his mom's house. Of course, I didn't tell her what was going on, but she had a library full of self-help books. And I pulled a book from the shelf that it was Gary Smalley's Making Love Last Forever. And as we started to put into action the lessons that Gary Smalley was teaching us, we fell in love again. And we thought, we can't keep this to ourselves. This is big. We can't keep this to ourselves. And so we started sharing with other couples, and that began a process of lifelong learning. And it began a process of helping other couples to recommit and to find love again where love has been lost.
Wow, that's powerful. So how did you go from where you were to knowing that you had to share it? And then, I mean, what does that look like?
We had this, there was this immediate hope for a better life, hope for a better marriage, as we put it into action. Like the first lesson that he taught us was that conflict is the doorway to intimacy. We didn't fight because we were both wanting to please each other. We just, we had these long, cold, silent wars until somebody blew up. Then we would fight. but we learned that conflict was the doorway to intimacy, and that the way that we would the way that we conflict, the way that we would approach subjects would help us to grow. It helped us to grow deeper in love with each other because I would hear his heart in the midst of the conflict and he would hear my heart. And that opened the door for better communication. And we learned from him to Mr. Smalley that there are different levels to communication. We were communicating at the top levels. We weren't going deep where we would talk about our feelings and talk about, this is what I need from you right now. Like, what I need from you right now is a hug. And I remember the day that I asked him for a hug. We were standing in the kitchen, and vulnerably I said, I just need a hug right now. And he came over and gave me a hug, and I thought, man, that was easy. Why did I not do that before? and you know, so those lessons, we just started to share those with couples. We invited couples for weekends, and we would host weekends where we would invite speakers to come because we weren't the experts. And the speakers would share with us tools and give us resources to help us be better together. And then we connected with a counselor who would recommend us to pre-married couples. And that was a great start in how to help couples who were starting their journey together and to teach these lessons that we were learning. And eventually we decided we needed to make this a business. And that's when we happened on the John Maxwell program to be certified in coaching. And that changed the way that we worked with couples. And it was powerful to see as we put those tools that they were giving us in how to coach people and how to work with people, it changed the trajectory of our couple's lives as we put that into action and the listening that we were doing and the active listening and then being able to reflect back what we were hearing and to have someone on the other end say, really? That's what I just said? To bring more awareness to what was happening in their internal life, because that affects mm-hmm. everything that we do. And it was definitely it affects our couples.
Right. How do you walk someone through that? Because so many times I think, I mean, just speaking from my own marriage, it can be easy, especially when there's high emotion involved, to listen to respond instead of listening to understand and to ask, you know, insightful questions to really understand. How do you, when you're working with a couple, how do you walk them through that?
We put them knee to knee, and we give them some instructions about how to listen actively and how that's their only job. Their only job is to get inside their partner and what their partner is feeling, what their partner, we say feelings, concerns, and desires. So what is your partner feeling? What are they really concerned about? And what do they really want? And then we get them to listen deeply. And our first instinct is to interrupt, and it's to defend mm-hmm. ourselves. And we interrupt them, and we say, your only job right now is to listen. You'll have your opportunity to share your feelings, your concerns, and your desires in a few minutes. But first, it's your partner's turn. And give them that skill so they can take it home and they can use it at home. And
that's good.
It's a powerful, powerful exercise to being able to hear the other person's heart. And in that process, things come out of our mouth that we hesitate to say. But that's the doorway to intimacy. Is through being able to share deeply. This is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm really concerned about. And this is what I really want.
Sorry, I'm quiet. I'm writing notes, actually. So, wow. I'm just thinking on this. I can see how, again, I mean, I only know how to relate it to what I've experienced, but definitely I've experienced that in my marriage when we can be real with each other without the fear of disappointment or, you know, well, for someone with, we were talking about the DISC personality styles before we started the recording, and with someone that has an I personality style like me, our biggest fear is rejection. Mm. And one of my husband's biggest fears is being taken advantage of. And so you come from that angle, you bring those fears to the table, and then sometimes that can really stop you from being clear in your communication or saying anything at all, because you're afraid.
Yeah, we're afraid to be vulnerable with each other, and that mm-hmm. that fear of vulnerability stops intimacy. Yeah. But when we can risk it, and it really is risky, right? Because mm-hmm. all of the above can happen, and it really is risky, but when we risk that's when we go deep into relationship, and when we wrestle with it together, when we wrestle with, well, this is what I want, and hear the other person's heart. I remember a time when Malus did that for me so clearly. His father had gone to the hospital, and he was on death's door, and Malus wasn't able to get to the hospital, so his sister was there. And we were waiting for word. And as I was waiting at home, and as I was waiting at home, I was getting more and more agitated. And finally, when he came home, I lambasted him with, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you let me know? Why haven't you texted me? And he looked at me and he said, he listened for a long time, and then he said, how can I do this better next time? What is happening here? And I looked at him and I said, I have never felt like I belonged in this family. I have never felt like I mattered to this family. He looked at me like, oh, that's what this is about. When we're willing to risk and go to those deep hurt places, that's when we can get to the bottom of our pain, the real truth about what is going on. Because it's not the surface things that we're arguing about. It's really, it's that deeper level of pain that we're going to. And that's where the intimacy comes, because we've made a commitment to care about the other person. We've made a commitment to care about those feelings and desires and concerns. And that's what we do with our women, too. And as we're working with women, we take them on that journey to uncover that inner world. Our women tell us that they're overwhelmed. And part of that overwhelm is because we tell ourselves stories about what we can and can't do and about who we are and who we're not. And so we help her to reclaim that power as a woman of God. And that's exciting.
Wow. So when you're not working with a couple that's knee-to-knee practicing this active listening and vulnerability, and you just have the women that you're working with, how do you guide them? Especially because, I mean, if their spouse isn't there, then how does that work when maybe one person is trying to grow and learn, but the other maybe isn't?
Well, one thing that we know for sure is that when one person is growing, it disrupts the marriage. It disrupts the relationship. And that can be a good thing. That can be a good thing if the other person will respond to her. Particularly, I work with women more often than men, and that will... that can help to uncover, that can help to take them to deeper levels if he's willing to come along. And he's not always. And we don't have that choice, right? We can't make other people change and grow. But most often we find that they're kind people. They want to change. They want to grow. And they respond. They respond to her changes. They love what they see. Actually, we've had men say, I know when you're meeting with Anne, and they like it. They like it because it brings down the overwhelm that she's feeling, and there's a residual effect for him because it's a better home life.
Sure.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And if they're kind men, they love it. They love to see their women working from her strengths.
Right.
And excited about life. Because she's rediscovering those dreams that she lost.
I love it. How can people get in touch with you? I mean, if they're not... Well, first of all, I guess maybe where... Share with us where you are in this world.
Sure. Well, I am on Prince Edward Island in Canada, Eastern Canada.
Okay.
The home of Anne of Green Gables. But I'm also online, and I work one-on-one with people through phone coaching. I love phone coaching. Powerful.
Okay.
Recently asked one of our clients about that, you know, phone coaching versus face-to-face. And she said, well, first of all, we can meet at 6:30 in the morning. Before I go to work. That's a plus. But then she said this. She said, I'm in my own space, and I'm in the comfort, my own comfort zone, and I can talk more freely than if I was face to face. And I love that. So powerful phone coaching. And then we host masterminds and workshops as well. So you can find us at For Better. That's the number, forbetterforever.com.
All right. Perfect. Wow, I thank you for sharing your story and some tips. These are These are great tips for any kind of relationship. Doesn't have to be a marriage, but the tips for active listening, and I'm going to go through just three of them here that Anne shared. So if you haven't been taking notes, this would be a great time to pull out your notepad on your phone or grab a pen or pencil and write some of these things down. So three takeaways. Number one, practice listening to hear what the other person is saying and to understand. Number two, when you're trying to hear and understand, ask yourself how they're feeling, what their concerns are, and what they want. And then number three, the doorway to intimacy is to share how we feel. Vulnerability is scary, but it's so worth it. And I know for me, in my relationship with my husband and even with my family and close friends, when I am vulnerable and not defensive, it opens doors to real communication, and that changes everything. There's so much freedom in relationships in that. And before we wrap up, is there anything else on your heart that you want to share with the listeners?
Well, one of the things that you talk about is living big, Bethany, and I love that. And so ever since we've spoken a few weeks ago, I've been thinking about, well, what is that? What is living big? So can I share with you what I've come up with?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that living big is, it's living with an expectation that today I'm going to impact somebody. It's a joyful urgency that I'm going to rock somebody's world today.
I love that.
That will impact their soul. That will impact their relationships. And that will change their lives. And I think that it has to be more than just living for myself. That it's affecting, it's impacting other people. And that, and my passion is that if we change, if one woman changes, it impacts her family, it impacts her not only her children, but her children's children. So it's a generational impact. Mm-hmm. And as a woman of faith, I think that it has eternal impact.
Wow, I love that. You know what? I'm going to start asking everybody to bring their definition of living big to the podcast when I do interviews from here on. How powerful is this? That's amazing. Wow. Yeah, I love it. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for thinking into that. That took some time to pull together.
It did.
Yeah, I love that.
It's a great question, Bethany, and I want to thank you for asking that question and for you thinking into that question about what it means to live big. It's a powerful question, so I thank you. I have a free gift for your audience.
Oh, great.
This is helping our women to live big lives. It's about dealing with our mindset and our inner world, and it's called the Clarity Journal. And I would love to offer it to your audience. And you can pick that up at 4, which is the number 4, numerical number 4betterforever.com/clarity journal.
All right. What a fantastic idea. I will put the link to that in the description of the podcast, as well as links on how you can connect with Anne. And be sure to follow her on social media and all the great things that she has going on at For Better Forever. So, well, Anne, thanks again. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You are a joy. Thank you so much, Bethany. And all the best in your business and in your work and the work that you do with your people.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I want to thank the listeners for being here today. Without you, this wouldn't exist, and we appreciate you taking the time out of your day to spend it here on Dialed In. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.